The New York Philharmonic has officially opened its new home in Lincoln Center. While the marble exterior of David Geffen Hall remains the same, everything inside has changed. Reporter Jeff London got a chance to visit while it was still under construction.
On a chilly day last February, I had my first chance to see the new Geffen Hall. Henry Timms, the president of Lincoln Center, gave this warning to the assembled journalists.
This is a building site, and it's a very active building site. So please, be very careful, wear your hard hats.
As we walked over to an outside construction elevator, the New York Philharmonic's president, Deborah Borda, told me.
It's not a renovation, it's a transformation, it's an entirely new hall. We stripped to the bones.
And we rode the rickety elevator up to the third floor. A little history is in order. The New York Philharmonic left its home in the acoustically perfect Carnegie Hall for the Lincoln Center complex in 1962. And their new concert hall was acoustically imperfect. And too large, Deborah Borda explained on that construction tour.
The hall was originally designed for acoustically, for the envelope, to be for 2,200 people. When the hall opened, the boards of directors of both the Philharmonic and Lincoln Center decided they wanted to have it the same size as Carnegie Hall, so they put in 2,800 seats.
Over the decades, various renovations tried to fix the inherent problems, but were unsuccessful. The Philharmonic and Lincoln Center finally agreed to do a gut rehab, making the space more intimate. And when the pandemic hit, those plans accelerated. The $600 million project employed over 6,000 people, many of whom came from minority and women-owned businesses. Coming out of the pandemic and Black Lives Matter protests, Henry Timms says the goal wasn't just to make a beautiful concert hall.
I think the great hope with this project is that more people feel more welcome at Lincoln Center. We have been so committed to the heights of performance, to that kind of ambition and that dedication which makes the greatest art. We have not been as dedicated to how do we reach more people on their terms, not on ours. That's an important shift.
So there are many outward-facing aspects to the new Geffen Hall. People can watch concerts for free on both an enormous screen in the lobby and outside a studio next to the street. There will be visual art on display, and some concerts will be pay what you can. But, of course, the centerpiece is the interior of the hall itself. That's the New York Philharmonic testing out the acoustics a couple of weeks ago. Music director Jaap van Zweden says it's a whole new experience. The orchestra no longer needs to push to be heard.
We need to be very careful that it is not too loud and that we don't need to create too much our own acoustic anymore. You know, the hall gives us back. This is completely new for the orchestra.
Paul Scarborough, the lead acoustician, was on hand to make any tweaks to the canopy panels overhead to improve the sound. He says the new hall offers much more clarity.
What we're hearing is the timbres of the different instruments are very true, very pure. You know, a clarinet really sounds like a rich clarinet. You know, the double basses, you know, have a wonderful warmth to them.
The warm, honeywood-paneled auditorium envelops the orchestra. There are seats behind it, and most are 30% closer to the stage, says principal architect Gary McCluskey.
Performance is experienced by audience members in the round, in a surround, where we and the artists who are making the music are in one room together. And that sense of connection between the audience and the musicians, I think, is really important.
Sections of the stage are built to move up and down, which means the orchestra can play on a variety of risers. Now the audience can see not just the string players in the front, but the brass and wind players in the back. It's good for the musicians too, says flutist Allison Fierst.
Practicality-wise, it's nice to be able to see the conductor and not have to dodge other musicians' heads in between. But also, acoustic-wise, it's so much easier to hear, like, the principal row of players and the strings. Just to be able to, like, see very clearly and, like, lock in, it's so much easier. It's a dream.
To see the new David Geffen Hall go from architectural renderings to a fully functioning venue is a dream fulfilled for the Philharmonic's Deborah Borda.
It's more than I hoped for, honestly. I think sometimes we dare to hope too much. We'll let people come in and judge for themselves, but I'm pretty thrilled.
And very soon, audiences can come in and experience the new David Geffen Hall. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.